Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. That was Primal Scream with Moving On Up. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We've got a funny man in the house. He goes by the name of JD.
Also known as Raja Lawak.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. Salam satu Malaysia.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're fine.
How about a bike?
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for the invite.
I've been looking through. We call this a cheat sheet, right?
Stalker sheet, whatever you want to call it.
We've got multiple TV appearances.
Yes.
Stand-up comedy works. RKL International Comedy Festival, yes, 2015. Yes, You've done a bit, haven't you? Mm. You've been around a bit.
Since 2014. To be exact.
That's when you started, is it?
Yes.
What were you doing before then?
I'm an engineer by practice.
I could see why you might want to change careers. I don't know. Yeah, right.
No, I'm still an engineer.
Oh, apologies.
I have my small engineering company, which I'm doing in the daylight.
Right.
Then at night, I'm doing
comedy,
stand-up
right?
comedy. Yes.
So you like Batman? You have a normal day-to-day job, and then at night you put on some kind of.
But what made you want to try comedy then?
It's a long story. How many minutes do you have?
Oh, plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Okay. I wanted to be a musician. It started in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
2010. Uh-huh. Then when I started my small company, I started to enjoy the fruits because when you have a project, instead of you working with someone, when you're working for your own self,
right?
You have the time.
Uh-huh.
So I say, okay, I have the money. So what do I do now?
Uh-huh.
I want to be a musician. I want to be a rock star. So I went into few auditions, some kind of the American Idol kind of audition, reality show.
Yeah.
So I tried. Then I passed all the auditions. Then I was rejected because of my age.
What?
Yes, because they don't. I mean, you know, TV. They don't need. They talent is secondary.
Uh-huh.
It's the marketable thing.
You gotta be pretty.
Prettier. They want the younger talent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they are marketable. So marketable. Mm-hmm. So I know that this is business because I'm doing business as well. I know this business strategy. So I said, I was frustrated. One day I was driving alone. I was frustrated. How do I go on TV? Then I heard an advertisement in the radio said, Raja Lawa akan mengadakan uji bakat di belah so-called place. Said, this is it. If I bring my profile,
mm-hmm.
I like stand-up comedy. I like Dane Cook. I like this, fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I said, okay. So I studied my bits. Then I tried to look at Raja Lawa. Then I went to the audition without telling anyone. Not even my mother. Because, you know, it's a bit, you know, it's like my mother would say, hey, you go to university, you learn, you are an engineer. Why
a comedian, right? Okay.
I don't tell anybody. I went to an audition. 1,000 people came.
Wow. Mm.
I passed the audition. They bought my profile, actually. I'm not that funny.
Every comedian would say that.
They bought my profile.
Wow.
They wanted to sell my profile, of course.
Yes.
I said, okay, this engineer, they are in a reality show. So that's where I started.
That's a great story, though.
Yeah. That was like two, three years ago?
2010.
2010.
So I went into the top 10 finalists in the Raja Lawa.
Mm-hmm.
We have like 4 to 5 million viewers rating.
Yeah.
So it's quite big in the Malay market.
Mm-hmm.
That's keeping you busy then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then, Raja Lawa is not what I was looking for because Raja Lawa is more to sketches.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more to, what do you call it? The improv.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a good platform for me. So I started there. Then in 2014, we started stand-up comedy in Bahasa Melayu.
Hold on to that thought. We'll be back in a second to find out more about the stand-up in Bahasa. First off, though, we do have a giveaway this evening. We've not mentioned it yet. 0162019000. That's a number to remember. All you got to do is answer this question to win a lovely little prize.
Yeah, we're giving away a pair of tickets to a show during the weekends at the Cry House Comedy Club at TDDI. Now, the question is, Vicious Cycle is a comedy album by which comedian? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
Okie dokie, we'll be right back after these messages. We've got a little bit of Alabama Shakes up with Don't Wanna Fight. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
J.D. Rajalawa.
The multi-talented J.D. Rajalawa.
J.D. Rajalawa.
Ah.
J.D. Rajalawa.
At a style.
Ah, so I hear tomorrow that you're going to be on TV as well.
Yes, yes. Tomorrow will be my slot with the godfather of
comedy?
Stand-up comedy in Malaysia, Chris Kanda.
Excited?
On
yes,
Astro?
Of course. This is the second season.
Right.
Uh-huh. So it'll be... Yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Okay, right. Very quickly, 0162019000. That's the number to get in touch if you want to take part in the giveaway.
That's right. We're giving away a pair of tickets to a show during the weekends at the Crack House Comedy Club at TDDI. Now, the question is, Vicious Cycle is a comedy album by which comedian? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Yeah. Okay, so we've been talking about how you got into stand-up a couple of years ago. What do you think of the stand-up scene now here in Malaysia?
Honestly speaking, because stand-up is still early in early stage. We are by 6 to 7 years behind Indonesia.
Mm. Okay.
Indonesia have been doing this stand-up in Bahasa Indonesia since 6-7 years ago. So we are kind of behind, but we're catching up. The audience is catching up. And the thing is, because the market is huge.
Yeah.
Because I saw my friends doing English stand-up. They've been doing it underground in these small clubs.
Mm.
But since because once in a while, like in Crack House, Rizal is trying to put a Malay act every now and then.
That's the Bahasa, right?
Mm-hmm. But now they try to mix it up with the English act.
Right.
Which is, they call it Rojak comedy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
When, because people will go, people will, is more, you know, willingly to go to the English stand-up. Because they said, okay, stand-up should be in English. But we put a bit of Malay, so people see that we can laugh, we can make comedy in Bahasa Melayu as well.
But why do you think he said then that comedy has to be in English?
Because stand-up comedy is, you know, it's from America, it's from English-speaking background. And we are used to slapstick, all this, you know, since P. Ramlee, you know, all these Three Stooges. We are still in that era.
Right.
So slowly we have to educate everybody.
Right.
To, you know,
I see what you're saying, because if you kind of look back at the comedy of the US originally, you had stuff like Laurel and Hardy and the whole slapstick kind of movement.
Yes,
and it took them long enough to kind of get out of that period,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I don't think it was really until like the kind of 70s. Early 70s it really started to take off, right?
Yes.
Ah. So you really think that we're that far behind, though?
Yes, we are very far because...
But in terms of Malay comedy, right?
Malay comedy, yes. Mm-hmm. First thing, it's sad that as a Malaysian, we don't really speak, you know, Bahasa. Because we learn in schools, but we don't, you know... Like English, there are wordplay, even, but we have so many slangs in so many states of Malaysia. We need to understand that first. We need to understand the culture.
So what do you think that would actually improve the comedy, the Malay comedy scene in Malaysia now?
The audience. It's not the material, yes. Material-wise, yes, we need to improve a lot. But first, as a Malaysian, as the audience, we need to open up our heart.
Mm.
Give it a try.
Right.
Come. If we have a show in Crack House, in PGLA, come. Give it a try.
Do you think that there's a kind of, you know, when something's become comfortable and you're so good at the kind of slapstick humor and everybody knows that it's going to go down well, you've got a good audience, that movement into doing something different, which is kind of unknown territory.
Yes, yes.
You think there's a bit of a problem with
dangerous. Yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
Because one other thing is, we have this stigma that Malay are malas, you know?
Uh-uh.
We just watch this slapstick, we don't need to comprehend anything. We just need to laugh.
Right.
On the dot, you know? Mm-mm. We just see slapstick and we laugh. People just like, I don't want to think. I don't want to, you know, I don't need to do this. So we need to have more this kind of crack house kind of place
right.
where people can come and focus. Mm.
Well, I mean, what do you think we can learn then from Indonesia?
Okay, the biggest thing that we are lacking compared to Indonesia is the language itself. Everybody in Indonesia speak Bahasa Indonesia. Mm. The Chinese, even the Indian, everybody, they're speaking in Bahasa Indonesia. In Malaysia, we have, you know, even we speak Bahasa Malaysia in school, but still outside of school, we are speaking in our own mother tongue. Mm. I think that's the most, the lacking part of Malaysian.
I mean, it has been an interesting journey for me. It's like, you know, people ask me, do you speak Malaysian? Do you speak Bahasa Malaysia? And I'm like, well, the thing is, you can't really put your thumb down on what BM is anymore,
yes.
you know, because it is a Rojak language.
Rojak, yes.
Yeah, it is like that. But I think that's kind of what makes it really interesting.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you've been here long enough, and I think you've improved quite a bit.
Well, I can understand an awful lot. It's just that my tongue doesn't work when I try and speak it. You know, I don't want to think too much is probably what it is. Okay, very quickly, 016-201-9000 if you want to take part in the giveaway. Answer this question for us.
Now, Vicious Cycle is a comedy album by which comedian? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well. And guys, if you have any questions for us tonight, don't forget you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Just before we move on, though, you were studying over in Japan, right?
Yes, yes.
And I understand that you speak fluent Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Right. Did you ever see any stand-up while you were over there?
No, because... No? In Japan, there's the comedy scene are similar to Malaysia. They are slapsticks. They have this komi and boke. Boke and komi means they have a pair of a comedian. One is, you know, it's like Three Stooges. Uh-huh. One is doing the stupid thing and one is the one who's called.
There's a straight guy and a...
Yes.
Right.
So no, they themselves don't have this stand-up comedy scene.
Ah.
When I was there. But now, I'm not sure, but there must be a bit of a stand-up comedy, but still they are still in Asia and it's like us, still like Malaysia, you know.
Interesting. Alright, we're going to take a very short break then, ladies and gents. If you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. If you have any questions for us or JD, that's how you get in touch. Also the number 016-201-9000. Meantime, we've got some ads coming up, a little bit of music too. We've got Big Data followed by The Last Shadow Puppets. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
This is...
JD Rajalawa.
That was The Age of Understatement by The Last Shadow Puppets. Very quickly, 016-201-9000, if you want some tickets, answer this question for us.
Now, the question is, Vicious Cycle is the comedy album by which comedy... which comedian? Sorry. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Come on, Adeline. It's only Monday and you're getting things wrong already. My word. Right, news from page two coming right up.
What's all the shouting?
What's all that shouting?
Right then. What were you like as a kid, Adeline?
A good girl.
Let's be honest with each other. What were you really like when you were a kid, right?
You can call my mum right now.
Get her on the phone. What kind of a childhood did you have? I mean, when you were playing bicycles, skateboards, that kind of thing.
I thought you knew about it.
Okay, let's just rephrase that. Adeline cannot ride a bicycle, so
thanks.
Let's just remove that. Okay, but it wasn't like iPods and iPads.
No, nothing.
I played
congkak, batu seremban,
marbles,
five stone. Yeah, marbles,
pickup sticks, all that kind of stuff. Right.
That's it. Nothing
okay.
Much.
So I mean, when you look at kids nowadays, there's this kind of a lot of people might say that kids of nowadays and particularly
Karim.
Okay, particularly yes. kids of a younger generation, including our intern, perhaps. Who's how old are you now, Bonnie? 20 what? 4? 23.
But they're all pampered, right?
A little bit too pampered. And this
not
has been
a little bit too pampered, super pampered.
Right, so even when kids are playing nowadays, right, parents can be super, super protective,
very.
Right? Keeping them their eyes on them, no more than an arm's reach away, nothing dangerous, everything mm-hmm. is controllable.
Yep.
So there's this whole movement called to call back for risky play. Right? Leaving kids to do what they want by themselves and not be involved in what they do. Mm-hmm. So Canada are really pushing for this right now. So what they're suggesting is instead of having like these areas where kids go to play and it's all fenced off and everything, where the parents can sit and just watch their kids, you just leave your kids in the park and just let them go and run wild like kids used to do mm-hmm. when I was a kid and when you were a kid and perhaps mm-hmm. when you were a kid, you know, just to let them do this. And the government are now putting $2.7 million into getting parks like this up and running. And instead of there being slides and swings and whatnot, there's things like tires and hammers and nails and rope swings, all the stuff that you used to do when you were a kid, you know, because they're saying that risky behavior is very important in the development of a kid, mm-hmm. right? You need to know when things are a little bit too dangerous. You need to get injured every now and again mm-hmm. so that you know not to do it in future, right?
Mm-hmm. You need to fall.
You need to fall. Exactly. I mean, and I used to have this discussion with friends of mine about Asian parenting versus Western parenting. Mm. You know, so like when a Western kid falls over, you know, the parent will run over and they'll pick it up and be like, oh, they're there, you know, everything okay. Whereas, you know, over here in Asia, it's like, Yula, run some more, fall over, run some more, laugh again. You know, and it really makes sense, you know, that now you know exactly. It really makes sense that this whole movement, the very fact, though, that you have to spend $2.7 million on a project like this just seems ridiculous to get kids back to normal play. What do you reckon?
I think it's just a waste of money.
Right.
I think you can create your own park.
Right.
And if parents would actually, you know, think like how our parents back then would, you know, the way our parents were thinking back then, I think it would be great, you know, instead of just playing on iPads, you know, iPods and all. And, you know, we have playgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, we need kids to be confident again, right?
Yeah.
And not scared of the world in which they live in right now.
But it's not just parents. I think, you know, students in school is also due to teachers. So if, you know, would teachers actually allow them? I don't know about school right now. Would teachers actually allow them to
And that's
to
the other out? Thing, yeah. right? I mean, teachers nowadays not only have to be a teacher, but they have to be part parent as well. And I think
because
it's putting a lot
afraid.
Of pressure on
if
them.
If anything happens to the kids, Correct. Parents will come after them.
Correct. Because we're so used to being able to say, I'm going to sue you now because it's your fault.
Yeah.
Right? When it shouldn't be like that at all. It's like a kid should fall over. A kid should bang their thumb every now and again with a hammer. Not on purpose, but,
okay,
you know, it happens.
But
you
the
know.
Idea, my idea is, as a parent myself, the kids will follow you if you do it first.
Right.
If you do it first.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to do it first.
Right.
Yeah. You don't just let them play at park. You bring them along to do what you do.
Right.
Like myself, I like motorcycles.
Yeah.
When I repair my motorcycles, I will let my kids be around and play with their own
tools.
Yeah.
So they get some greasy, they
a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
Hands on kind of stuff.
Parents have to start everything.
Ah.
You cannot just ask the government to give money and
Correct.
Okay, let our kids play. No.
Correct. No.
We have to be part of it.
Mm.
Yeah, but what's the point of having the park as well? If you're going to spend $2.7 million, right?
Yeah.
To build a park like that, how
it's
sure
just, it's
are
not to
you?
Build one park. It's to kind of get the idea rolling and to help these areas
to
of Canada
somewhere.
To start somewhere.
Yeah, but how sure are you that, you know, parents would actually allow their kids to do that?
There's an awful lot of parents now turning around to start doing this. But like you say, JD, the very problem is if you have a parent who's so used to like sitting on their iPhone all day, every day,
the kids
are just going to follow the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
But would they actually, I mean, well, if they're trying to change it right now, but kids are so used to iPhones and, you know, technology right now.
Yeah.
But to have a sudden change, do you think kids would actually change?
I think they're kids. Kids' brains are malleable. You know, they can be changed at a very early age.
Kids can be very stubborn as well.
Well, clearly, there's one of them sat opposite me right now.
Like you.
Like me. Anyway, right, moving swiftly along before I get into trouble. Adeline, what do you have?
Okay. Now, my story is about solo honeymoon. I want to ask you guys.
Yes.
So, would you leave your wife at home and travel on your own.
Yes.
When you put it like that.
Your wife is just next to you. Okay.
When you put it like that, you mean, yes.
You would.
On the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Honeymoon. Yeah,
it's a honeymoon.
It's a little bit tougher there.
It's a honeymoon.
Go on then.
Okay. Now, this guy, he's from New Delhi. Mm-hmm. Now, he was actually forced to take a trip to Greece and Italy alone.
Oh, it sounds terrible. Oh, awful.
Wait, let me finish. Alone after his wife realized that, you know, she lost her passport. So she can't travel. Mm-hmm. So they had a discussion before he traveled off to Greece and Italy. They had a discussion and the wife said that, you know, I think you should go on a holiday.
I can just imagine how that conversation went. You know, honey, I've lost my passport. Oh, no, well, bye. You know, something like that, right?
So he traveled all the way from New Delhi to Greece and Italy all by himself. Now, to cheer both of them up. Mm-hmm. So apparently the husband's very sad. Like, oh,
of course.
Really?
Apparently.
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
So he did a cutout of her face.
Yeah.
And on a plane and when they makan, you know, wherever they traveled to, you know, they took pictures
of
him.
You're saying they, like, there's two people. There's
yes,
one
because it, they, because he actually put the picture right next to him wherever he goes.
Oh,
I mean,
so
it's
sweet
in a way, but it can be, you know, just footages, you know.
So what would happen then if she got back after the honeymoon and she said to him, okay, you've been on honeymoon, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
How do you say, oh, now you see? You see?
Same thing.
Payback time.
Right, exactly. Okay.
But yeah. But, well, the, what do you call it, the Indian minister, they actually spotted the picture on social media. Mm. So what he did was they wanted to offer a duplicate that passport for the wife. But it was too late because you have to apply for your visa as well.
Mm. To
go all the way to Greece and Italy. So by the time when the visa is done,
it's
he's already back. So what's the point? So now they're actually planning for the second honeymoon.
Oh.
Great.
Second honeymoon.
Awesome.
And a proper honeymoon. I don't know what's a proper honeymoon, but...
That's with two people. Generally, you know. Okay. JD, what have you have for us?
Okay, I was in Japan for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I did my degree in mechanical system. So Japan is a very unique. I don't want to call it weird, but it's unique.
Okay.
No, it's not. But you know, you have to understand them. Then this is my first year in Japan. Then I was playing music. Then I met an owner of a hotel, onsen hotel. You know, onsen hotel. It is natural hot spring.
I haven't been to Japan.
Okay, natural hot spring. They have this natural hot spring. They built hotel around it. Mm-hmm. So I met this owner in a plane. We had some conversation because Japanese quite they will look up to you because you are going to their country, study, blah blah blah, whatsoever. Then he invited me to do a part time job when I was in my winter holiday. So I went all the way from Nagano to Toyama by train. Normal train, you know, like our train, big trains. Then at one point in Toyama, to this small village in Himi Kaigang is in the fisherman village. There's a small, cute train being, you know, commuting from the village town to the city. I bet everybody know each other. It's very small, a small place. So I was in it and I traveled to the place. But the story get better there. I was asked to perform 30 minutes of my music before a show, a tiger show.
What?
is it politically correct if I say a tiger show?
Uh-huh.
It's tiger show.
Right,
so
right.
I played and the pub owner there said, okay, now you can take your drink, whatever you want to drink. You drink liquor, blah, 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 whatever. No, it was in Ramadan, my first Ramadan Japan. It was my first Ramadan in Japan. He said, okay, what's next? New show, you go and sit.
Oh.
I was there, I was drinking my Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
My first experience.
Eyes clearly staring at your
Ramadan.
Feet.
Yeah, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was like, it was culturally shocked. And I found out that the girl, the woman, her room is next to my room.
Oh no.
Oh.
So I had that, you know, this imagination. I was like, okay, I'm going back to my room now. I was expecting somebody in my, And I experienced onsen. Onsen is a natural hot spring where hot water from, you know, natural hot water. The hotel person asked me to go and experience it. I said, okay.
Oh, sorry.
What a call?
It's all right, carry on.
Okay. Just go and then they give me a towel. I said, okay, I'll go. They give me a small sunshine towel just to cover my, you know, my tiger. So I went there. So everybody was wearing nothing, you know, was, you know, dangling around. I was like, okay, this is so not.
Did you have culture shock?
Very. My Ramadan, my first Ramadan.
Oh, my word.
Fasting month in but it was, you know, it was fun.
All right. An experience.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant.
I survived 2 weeks only. It's about 2 weeks.
Right. Hey, Smarty Pants, you ready for this?
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
Right, so that buzz you heard earlier on, that's if you get something wrong, all right? Okay. So the idea is 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know it, just say skip and we'll move right on, all right? Your 3 minutes start now. A Just a Corpse was which type of garment worn by men in the 17th and 18th century? Was it a coat or a hat?
Hat.
It was a coat. The 2011 film The Hangover is set in which country? The Hangover 2.
Thailand.
Correct. Who played James Bond in the 2006 film Casino Royale? Was it Pierce Brosnan or Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
What is the name of the target in a game of curling called? Is it a puck or a horse? A house.
House.
Correct. What is the name of the village fishmonger in the Asterix series of cartoons? Unhygienics or Silverfix?
Silverfix.
It's the other one. Serac is what type of foodstuff? Is it pasta or cheese?
Cheese.
Correct. The San Siro football stadium is in which European city? Milan or Prague?
Milan.
A filibeg is a type of which garment? A kilt or a shirt?
Kilt.
The medical condition glaucoma affects which part of the body? The joints or the eyes?
Ice.
Which playing card is known as Hector? The Jack of Diamonds or the King of Spades?
King of Spades.
The other one. Yeah. The Golden Gate Bridge is found in which American city? San Diego or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
A polywog is an old English word for which creature? Frog or tadpole?
Tadpole.
Saul Hudson or Slash is the lead guitarist of which band?
Guns N' Roses.
Correct. In the animal kingdom, what is the world's largest land predator? A Kodiak bear or a polar bear?
Polar bear.
Correct. Shinto is the mythical religion of...
Japanese.
Correct. Which two colors make up the national flag of Austria? Red and white or blue and black?
Red and white.
Correct. A ladder back is a type of what? Table or chair?
Chair.
What is the name of the fictional planet which is the homeworld of the Transformers? Cybertron or Gallifrey?
Cybertron.
Stan and Francine Smith are the parents in which US television cartoon series? American Dad or The Family Guy?
Family Guy.
It's the other one. A gourami is what type of creature? Fish or a frog?
Gourami. Fish.
Who was the operator behind the Star Wars character R2-D2 for all six films in the series? Kenny Baker or Anthony Daniels?
He died. Second one.
It's the first one. Which famous British graffiti artist calls himself a quality vandal? Arrow or Banksy?
Arrow.
It's Banksy.
Banksy,
a group of which birds is known as an unkindness? Ravens or vultures?
Ravens.
In Greek mythology, who stole fire from the gods and gave it to the human race? Was it Atlas or Prometheus?
Prometheus.
A barista makes and serves what? Coffee or alcoholic
coffee.
Drinks? Zimt is German for which spice? Saffron or cinnamon?
Saffron.
It's cinnamon.
Oh, no.
Which long-distance runner lit the Rio Olympics 2016 torch? Vanderlei Cordeiro de Lima or Emil Zapotec?
Emil Zapotec.
It's the other one. Oh. Balls of What is a UK television comedy series hosted by Mark Dolan. Steel or metal?
I don't know. Steel.
Correct. A Mustang is what type of creature?
Horse.
Correct. I'll give you the final question. What is the name of the dog in the children's TV program The Herbs? Is it Dill or Rosemary?
Dill.
Correct. Good guess. We're out of time. 14. We'll be right back after these messages.
Questions.
Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's the final segment of That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
This is
JD Rajulo.
So just before the break, JD seemed to do extremely well on... Smarty Pants.
Better than Jason.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
Oh, just rub it in, why don't you?
Okay, let's go through, yeah?
Very quickly.
Now, Just a Corpse was which type of garment worn by the men in the 17th and 18th centuries? Quote, what is the name of the village fishmonger in the Asterix, which series of cartoons is unhygienics, and which playing card is known as Hector is Jack of Diamonds?
I never knew that, right. Drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, JD scored 22 points.
Whoa! Pretty good. It's pretty good. JD, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Richard.
I hope all goes well tomorrow with the show.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We've got to wrap up very quickly then. We asked you at the beginning of the show. Vicious Circle is a comedy album by which comedian? It is...
Dane Cook.
Well, there you go. If you answered correctly and you sent us a message, you may well be hearing from us tonight. Very quickly, we've got some facts we need to get through. Adeline, what is yours?
So before alarm clocks were invented, there were knocker-ups who went tapping on clients' windows with long sticks until they were awake.
Interesting. Back in the day, bras used to be called breast bags. In medieval times.
Oh my God, coming up from you, Richard.
Okay. Anyway,
Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. Up next, we have...
Yes, we have Pick Out a Pops with Patrick Teo at 9 p.m. We'll be playing 30 most popular songs in the year 1962.
Okie dokie, that's it. We'll be back same time. Same time, same place. From Deepest Darkest Banda Atama, it has been that time of night. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, all.
Yeah, selamat malam.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.